Also aboard the ship is a crew well seasoned with a little bit of every possible caliber of weapon, anything from speed to power to size.
While rushing as a team last week, they had 359 yards and four scores. Let's start with speed. Austin Seltz, we mentioned him a little bit earlier. We'll continue to talk about him throughout the game. 18 carries, 147 yards. You want to go with size? They got Dalton Oki, a transfer from Sandusky, 6'7", 210 pounds. Hasn't been used much at tight end, but is an excellent defensive end. And then the power, you don't see it. His size isn't all there, but he does run very powerful. Devin Lemansky plays an excellent linebacker and had 7 carries for 26 yards and a crucial touchdown in last week's game.
And, John, what are your thoughts on the caliber of weapons for Harbor Beach?
Well, as far as Harbor Beach is concerned, you know, they've been proven, like I said, about the coach. He's an excellent coach, veteran coach, Troy Schalke. They've been here. I love the history that Harbor Beach has. You know, I just say, you know, keep it going.
The pirate fleet, of course, is very strong, perhaps with a larger armory than some Eastern European nations, but that's not all they boast. Harbor Beach is getting to be called Old Ironside, as anything thrown at them seems to bounce off unharmed.
We just got done talking about Devin Lemansky. Here he is again. He had a big-time strip in the fourth quarter of that game last week. He took it right out of the arms of the Waterford running back for a touchdown. Again, a big-time play changed everything in that game and was essentially the nail in the coffin. The secondary, led by Josh Schalke, Chris Keys, Mitch Hearn, and Austin Seltz, did a nice job against a team that throws the ball 30 to 50 times a game, depending on how much they need to throw. They picked off 2 passes last week. One set up a touchdown, and the other one was taken to the house. The defense giving up an average of 4.7 points per game. That's an average, folks.
I like the reference to Old Ironsides. First of all, you're going to have to take a hit and hopefully just hit back. And that's exactly what Old Ironsides did how many years ago. But look at exactly what Morenci's got. And they've got a quarterback, Torin Merrillet. He's a 3-year quarterback starter, okay? He had a 36-yard run. But I like the best reference about him. He's a quarterback that throws for a purpose. That's exactly what his coach described him as. Last week, he was 3-for-4. For 140 yards total. That's going to be a real quality kid that Harbor Beach is going to get after. Alex Thomas, he had a couple of runs. Passer receptions. Not one for 19 yards, he scampered for 52. That's a total of 71 yards. They have multiple offenses. Austin Sandusky, for example, this kid is the real deal. Currently, he is pushing 1,900 yards, well over 23, maybe 24 touchdowns this year. For the 5'7" Sandusky. I think they hedged a little bit on that. I think he's 2 inches taller. Last week, 82-yard run, 45-yard run, total of 244 yards on just 12 carries. They've got some weapons there, and they're going to hit, just like Old Ironsides got hit. But you know something? Old Ironsides walked away with the winner.
One of the main concerns surrounding Harbor Beach this year was the lack of competition, but I think it's safe to say at last week, after trailing at halftime to Waterford Our Lady, Harbor Beach proved they know how to stand strong and not give up the ship.
Well, I'm not sure what was said in the locker room, but what was said was the difference in that game. They made great adjustments at halftime, and the defense picked up the slack, and that turned into points directly, actually, with 2 defensive scores, but it ended up giving the offense some better field position and some opportunities to score as well, and kept that high-powered Waterford passing offense on the sideline.
Kickoff is only 17 minutes away on the WLW Sports Network. Morenci at Harbor Beach on your home for high school football.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Today's presentation of WLEW Sports is being powered by the Blazing Speed to Thumb Sailors 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. Make the switch today and be the talk of the thumb. The Brenzy Bulldogs enter today's regional final with a record of 10 wins, 1 loss. Their only loss comes from Clinton, which came on the road and by 2 points, 26-28. But since then, head coach Mike McDowell and the Bulldogs have rattled off now 5 straight victories. There is said to be a lot of similarities, in fact, between these two schools.
Oh, there's a ton of similarities. We can talk about the size of the town or anything, how they run their offense. It's all the same. They like to bunch it up, power running formations with a lot of speed in the backfield. So, again, these two teams are going to hit hard. They're going to be physical in the trenches and couldn't have it any other way.
Waterford, Our Lady, loved to pass the ball, throwing it up for grabs 45 times. Now Morenci is pretty much the complete opposite. Although they do pass, they love the ground and love to pound it down the field. A large reason for that is because they have one of the best running backs in the state of Michigan by the name of Austin Sandusky.
Yeah, he's listed at 5'4", but as we already found out, he's a little taller than that, more like 5'6". He's 135 pounds, senior running back. Again, we highlighted him last week, just 12 carries, but he made the most of it, 244 yards on the ground and 2 scores. And we mentioned that 40 time. 4.5 seconds in that 40 time. That is fast, Clark.
And, of course, Austin Sandusky, the player, not the city, he is fast. And when we say he's fast, he's the 2-time state champion in the 400-meter dash. He's also a 4-sport athlete, football, basketball, track, and baseball. And not to mention, entering his senior year, he is ranked 2nd in his class in regards to academics.
He's an all-around package for athletics and academics. He's got a 33-inch vertical leap. Well, we've been told that he can bench 190 and squat 270 pounds. This kid is the total package, and Harbor Beach will have multiple eyes keep an eye on him today.
Another similarity between Morenci and Harbor Beach, aside from having a potent offense averaging over 46 points per game each, but the Bulldogs allow on defense an average of 7.2 points. Morenci has posted 5 shutouts and 2 more 1-touchdown games of the season.
Oh, it sounds just like what we said about Harbor Beach. I mean, identical when it comes to shutouts, 1-touchdown games. They score a ton of points, and they don't let their opponents score any. So, just like we mentioned earlier, spitting images of each other.
Upon our return, we'll take a direct comparison look between Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes, and Harbor Beach. It's on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.